Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were speaking about the Shvius and Eber HaYarden. And now we will continue B'siyata D'shmaya. The Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in the 16th halacha, very, very famous halacha, which has been discussed so many times by so many people. It says, why do I say that in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, the first Kedusha is sanctified for now and forever? When it comes to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, as far as Shvius is concerned, and Maisris, it isn't Kadosh Lasid Lava. Why is that? So Rambam explains, Avachiv Haaretz b'Shvius u'b'Maisus Einuel v'Neishu Kibush Ravim V'Kevin Shenokach Haaretz Mideyem Batal HaKibush V'Niftalam Min HaTorah v'Maisus u'b'Shvius Shrein Erev Min Eretz Yisrael V'Kevin Shala Ezra V'Kit Shala K'it Shala K'ibush Shala V'Chazel K'shech Ziku Ba V'Fik Chol Mokam Shech Ziku Ba Olei Bov V'Niskadit V'Kudus Ezra Shni U'Mekudush Hayon V'Af Al Pi Shevianu B'Ruchas Truma אבל פי שנוק אחר עצמנו וחייב בשביעס ובמייסרס על הדרך שביאנו באורס מייסרס. So Rambam explains that in Yerushalayim in the Mikdash the Kedusha is forever. He says because of the Shechin, and the Shechin is never battle. But in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the only reason it's chayv in Shviyas and Maisris is because it's Kibush Rabim. Since the Eretz Yisrael was taken away, the Kibush is Batal. And therefore it's Pater for Maisus and Shvius. Because it's not Eretz Yisrael anymore, proper Eretz Yisrael, because it wasn't captured. Ezra comes, he doesn't capture it, he just holds it. They just move in. And therefore, whatever Ezra moved into, that's Kadosh B'Kedushas Ezra. And that's Kadosh Hayam. You can't say Batal HaKibush, because there was no Kibush. So the Rambam writes that the first Yerusha was B'Kibush, and the second Yerusha wasn't B'Kibush, it was B'Chazaka. The Makar Divrei Rambam is the Yerushalmi in Shvius 6:1 that we say Hikash B'Yasim B'Mei Ezra B'Yasim B'Mei Yehoshua Ma B'Yasim B'Mei Yehoshua P'Turim Hayu Nischaivu Af B'Yasim B'Mei Ezra P'Turim Hayu V'Nischaivu. So there's a Hekesh between the coming in the time of Ezra and the coming in the time of Joshua. Just like the coming in the time of Joshua, they were Pater, and then they became Chayiv. So too, when they came in the time of Ezra, they were Pater, and then they became Chayiv. Yiman is Chayivu, says the Gemara. Midvar Torah is Chayivu. Chayiv Midin Torah. Adukhsi v'aviyach Hashem alakech al aretz. Asher Yeshua v'osech avirishta. Hikish yirishascha yirishas avosech amayrish avosech midvar Torah. If yirishascha midvar Torah. Just like the Yerusha of the Avos is Midvar Torah, so too when you're Ashen, it's the Nidivrei Torah. In other words, the time of Ezra. Ve'etivcham v'hirucham me'avosech, avosech ha'p'turim ha'yiv v'nischayivu, v'atem p'turim yisim v'nischayavtem. Your Avos were Pater and became Chayiv. You were Pater and you became Chayiv. Avosechem lo yaleem ol malchus. The Avos didn't have ol malchus. V'atem av p'shesh ol aleem v'chem ol malchus. And you even have ol malchus, you're still going to be Chayiv. Avosechem lo nischayivu l'achar arvas rishon sheva shikavshu v'sheva shechilku. Your Abbas were only Chayiv after 14 years, 7 of capturing, 7 of apportioning. But you, the moment you get in, you're Chayiv. Your Abbas were only Mischayiv when they were Kona the whole thing. You, whatever you're Kona, you're Mischayiv. So we see that B'Yerusha Rishayna, they weren't Mischayiv, but B'Shmaivisus or B'Shvius. Except with tonight that they shouldn't have a Leim Ol Malchus. In other words, Eretz Yisrael was Miskadish B'Teras Kibush, but Yerusha Shnia, Nischaivu Afal Pisha Haya Leim Ol Malchus. Anu Shaloyer Kibush El Rak Chazaka Shechziku B'Eretz Yisrael. Zelu Nimi Apasuk V'Yetivcha V'Hirbucha Me'Avisecha. Sheb'Yerusha Shnia Yesh Din Miyuchad. So the Yerusha Shnia, they didn't have to have all, even though there was all Malchus on them, even though there was the yoke of other kingships. In other words, there was no proper kibush, there was just chazaka shechziku be'eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, they were chayiv, even though there was all malchus aleihem. And now we learn from the pasuk of Eitivcha v'hirvacha me'avisecha, that by Yerusha Shnia there's a special din, that even though you have all malchus on you, and there's no kibush ha'aretz, nevertheless, the land was sanctified, mitaras chazaka. Shechziku be'eretz Yisrael, they held on to the land, they settled in the land, they dwelled in the land. Therefore, it would appear that not that we learn from the pasuk of Eitivcha v'hirvacha me'avisecha, that by Yerusha Shnia, Chazak was also effectively Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, even though there was no kibush. That's only in Eretz Yisrael proper. But to be Mekadesh Chutz La'aretz, B'toiras Eretz Yisrael, Chazak is not effective. Only kibush works. As we learned in the previous year, the pasuk of Kol Mokoim, Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem Bo Lachem Yiyah. We learn in the Sifri, Ma Tamalom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem, On Kol Mokoim Shetich B'Shu Chutz Min HaMakoim Vose'elu Arei U'Shelachem. Everywhere you capture, outside of these places is yours. In other words, to be Mekadesh Chutz La'aretz, B'toras Eretz Yisrael, it's only effective B'kibush. But B'chazaka, you can't be Mekadesh Chutz La'aretz, B'toras Eretz Yisrael. You have to have a kibush. So now we understand what the Rambam says, that Eiver HaYarden, we saw in the previous shir, Eiver HaYarden, Shviz no yeges bo midivreyem v'sficha isulya ve'ever ha'yardin mutorim ba'achida. Ever ha'yardin, there's shviz, and the svichin, which we spoke about in the previous shir, the vegetables that grow by themselves, you didn't plant them. Seeds just blew into the ground or whatever. So you weren't purposely planting them. So the svir, they grew in shvius, the svichin of Surya and Eber Yarden are permitted by Chil Svich Master Abanan. But here they're permitted. Why? Because Lo Yaretz Yisrael Chamur Meretz Yisrael. Shechazigu Bo'ole Mitzrayim. It's no more Chamur than Ole Mitzrayim. And Ole Mitzrayim Svichim Armuter. So to your also Svichim Armuter. In other words, Be'emes, Dubal, that Ole Babel were machzik be'evar yarden. That's what we saw in the Kesef Mishnah in the previous year. And nevertheless, even though they were machzik be'evar yarden, Shviz is only derabana. Why? Since even Be'erusha Rishayna, there was no Shviz be'evar yarden mitoras Eretz Yisrael Atzma, because it's mismite from the pasuk of Eretz Miuchedes. It has to be brought you to the land, Chazal Darshan, the special land, the biblical within the biblical borders. Ela Shayashvius noheges be'evar yarden mitoras kibush eretz Yisrael. So why was Shvius noheg be'evar yarden? Because they captured mitoras kibush chutz la'aretz. Because they captured it. Yeah. As we saw in the previous year from the Harash Mishatz, it says be'evar yarden yikomokom asher tidrokav ragel chayiyeh. And in Eretz Yisrael, it says Yiyah. So therefore, B'taras Kibush, it gets sanctified. So that's only Shaykh and Yerusha Rishana that was B'Kibush, but Yerusha Shnia, there was no Kibush. It was B'Chazaka, to be M'Kash Chosla, B'Taras Eretz Yisrael. Chazaka doesn't help, we require Kibush. And according to this, B'Yerusha Shnia, which wasn't B'Kibush, so it emerges that Ever Yardin wasn't Miskadesh, even B'Taras Kibush, Chutzlaretz. It was only Miskadesh, B'Taras Eretz Yisrael, Atzma. Chazaka should help. But and therefore, Shvius is only Noeg de Rabbanon. Since Mitaras Eretz Yisrael, Nismayt Eber HaYarden Mechiyuv Shviz. Ki Savo Al Aretz Eretz Miyuchedes. So again, in Eber HaYarden, there's a miyut, because it's not Eretz HaMiyuchedes. Had they captured it, then Gevaldik. But here they didn't capture it. They only got it for Chazaka. The only way to make it part of Eretz is to capture it, and they didn't capture it. And that's what the Rekorkus writes that we saw in the previous shir again, that Shviz Be'Eber HaYarden is only Midivreya. Shemidoy Raisa was already mismite from Kisavol Eretz Eretz Miuchedes for Zetema. Lands that they captured in Chutz La'aretz are Minat Torah. Even though it's not Eretz Miuchedes, so why is Eivar Yarden any less? The answer is that Be'erush Rishon Azad they kibush ben Shviz no as Eges Be'er Yarden Minat Torah and Torah kibush Chutz La'aretz, like the Rashi Mishan said. But Be'erush Shniya, which wasn't Aide Kibush, it was Aide Chazaka. So Shvi'is is an oig mevri adam mataras kibush chutz laaretz, meaning that there was no kibush. Just we can say that Shvi'is is no oig mevri adam mataras eretz Yisrael atzma, because mevri adam is part of eretz Yisrael. So now the recorker says, no! Taras eretz Yisrael atzma, it's mismayed from kisavo laaretz eretz amyuchedes. So therefore in Ivar Yarden, it's only the Rabbana. So now we understand that the Rambam says that Ivar Yarden, Shvi'is no Heges Bamit Vrem, and Svichei Surve Everdan return by Achila, because these Aratzes aren't Chomer than Eretz Yisrael, Shechzikah Bo'olim Mitzrayim. And Echzikah Bo'olim Mitzrayim, Svichem Amut, Yisrael, Svichem Amut, L'chor, we have to understand. Them is Ivar Yarden is more Chomer than Aratz Shechzikah Bo'olim Mitzrayim, because Ivar Yarden, Echzikah Gamole Bubble. They are more chamer. The answer is no. Because Eretz Yisrael Shechzikah Bo'olim Mitzrayim is Yush Rishona. So Shvi'is was knowing where Torah's Eretz Yisrael Atzma. Because it's Eretz HaMiyuchedes. And Shein came Be'er Yarden, Gam Yerush Rishona, there was no Shvi'is with Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Because it's not Eretz HaMiyuchedes. Shvi'is was only knowing with Torah's Kibush Chutz Laretz. So it emerges that Yerush Rishona, Eretz Yisrael Shechzikah Bo'olim Mitzrayim was more chamer than Be'er Yarden. Because it was Eretz HaMiyuchedes. So according to this, Yerush Rishona also, even though all the Bible were massive Be'er Yarden, nevertheless, not more chamer than Shvi'is and Eretz Yisrael Shechzikah Bo'olim Mitzrayim. Because that it was miskade, Shevar Yadim is miskade to Eretzel B'Rush Shnia, is only to be Mechayiv Shvi'is, is not effective in Mechayiv Shvi'is Mitar Isaac, it's not the Eretz HaMiyuchedes. It also doesn't work Mitar Isaac Kibush Chutz Laretz. Because there was no Kibush, there was only Chazak Kibush, there was only Chazaka. So you can't say it's more Chomer than what Olei Mitzrayim were Kodesh. In other words, what Olei Mitzrayim captured the first time and the second time they didn't get. And therefore, the Shvi'is there is only the Rabbana. And therefore, Shvi'is there is no longer Doi Raisa or Olei Mitzrayim or Machzik. So the Gvul of Olei Mitzrayim, Chor is going to be us, the Rabbana. And also Ivar Yarden is also Asur Rabbanan, and there's going to be no Isur Svichim. And Olei Mitzrayim were more chamer because the first time they came in, that they captured, and now that they're coming in a second time, and Olei Bubble didn't settle in all the territories of Olei Mitzrayim, and therefore it's not their rice in those territories, and say they may Ivar Yarden. If they are, then it's also isn't Doraisa, and it's also no Isur Svichim, because in order for it to be Kaddish B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there needs to be Kibush. And there was no Kibush by Ivar Yarden. So if it was Eretz HaMiyuchedes, Chazak would be enough, but it's not Eretz HaMiyuchedes. And there's also no Kibush. There's also no Kibush because there was only Hechzikuba. So now the whole thing is only the Rabbanan. So the first time around, they were Chayv Me'Ivar Yarden because they were Kovish in Ivar Yarden. Since they captured Ivar Yarden, that's also the Raisa. But the second time around, there was no Kibush. So now it's only the Rabbanan. So that is stage two of our journey, this amazing sugya. And then Amir Tzashem, in stage three, God should give us life and health. We will see how to explain the Gemara and Baba Basra according to this. And a lot more good stuff coming up. So please stay tuned. And we will see Niflos, Rabbos, Gedolos, Vatsumas, Mataras, Hashem, a lot more. Wow. Exciting, exciting, exciting. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you for listening.